You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Kim is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She's been with her husband, Rob, for 4 years, but now she thinks something might be going on. So in a few minutes, we're going to call and see if we can catch him if he is cheating, but hopefully he's not. Kim, what's going on? Why do you think Bob might be cheating on you?
Basically, when we met at a time when we were just kind of done with the whole dating scene. Bob had actually been married before we met. They separated amicably. They still keep in touch, you know. They had met at Berkeley, and they both were kind of like weird hippie types, so they clicked. Rob, in his own words, is kind of like grown up since then, and he's happy where he's at. We don't really fight much at all, and he's never really been the wandering eye type of guy. He still is very loving and doting, and after 4 years, like, he still treats me to romantic nights out and gives me gifts and buys me flowers. It kind of feels a little silly that I'm even calling, but basically, Rob's ex-wife, Emily, like I said, they still talk a little bit. We've met a few times. She's been to our wedding. She's wonderful.
No kids?
They have a son, but he's grown and older. And
okay.
Nothing like tying them really together much, you know? So, and also with having a son, I understand there's going to be co-parenting. There's going to be conversations together and stuff, so that's not a problem with me. They are on good terms, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt threatened by his relationship with her until lately. So basically the last 3 weeks, it seems like they've been talking a lot more than usual. Again, not like a big deal, but he's been secretive about it. Like, when she calls, he kind of leaves the room. Or text, he'll like get up and walk away. I've tried really hard not to pry. He's a drama-free kind of guy, so he's very open and usually shares everything with me. So I thought it was weird that he was kind of sneaking away. Asked him if there's anything wrong, if there was anything I could do to help him, you know, because he seemed a little closed off, and he just basically responded like, don't worry, I'm handling things, and left it at that. So I don't know. I just want to know if there's something I need to worry about, if he's rekindling something with his ex, or maybe there's something more. I just don't know.
That's, I mean, that's super vague. He says, I'm handling it. It makes it sound like there's a problem.
I don't know. It's not like it was an emergency situation. It just seems like, I don't know, they're having a conversation. He doesn't want me to see it or hear it. And that's
strange, especially if it's been 4 years and everything's been cool, and now you're having concerns, that means something's changed.
Maybe surprising you?
Yeah.
Like your birthday soon?
The other thing is, like, you know, I said she and I are, we're not close by any means. We know each other, but it would be weird that he would plan something with her.
Yeah, that would be a
good point.
That'd be a strange person to plan your birthday with. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back. You already told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member at, so we'll call and pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one random rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department, and we'll see if he sends them to you or to somebody else, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Play a song, come back, get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Kim is on the phone and she's been married to her husband, Bob, for 4 years, but now she thinks he might be cheating. So in a second, we're going to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at and say that every single month we choose one rewards member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department totally free and see if he believes us. And if he does, see who he sends them to, if he sends them to his wife or to someone else. So Kim, before we do that, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, my husband, husband Bob and I have been married for 4 years. And, he was previously married to his ex-wife, Emily. They stay in communication, but not much. And lately, he's been sneaking off to speak with her, and it's making me question things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for us to call him?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Corbin calling from. I was looking for our rewards card member named Bob.
Yeah, that's me.
Bob, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling to say congrats. You're this month's big winner.
Oh, cool. What's the prize? Or is there? Yeah.
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member to say thank you very much for shopping with us and being a loyal customer. You've just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want within the 50 United States.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I can take the information down over the phone.
I know who I'm going to send it to, so I can tell you over the phone.
So first, I'll need the first and last name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Kim.
Okay.
Same as mine. We're married, so.
Oh, this is your wife.
This is my wife, yeah, Kim.
Anything you want to put on a card?
Sure. I'll say I love you. And we should talk soon.
Well, I guess you can talk to her right now because, Bob, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And we do a segment on the show called To Catch a Cheater, where if you think your significant other might be messing around, you can try to see who they send flowers to. And Your wife, Kim, is actually on the phone.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up? I'm a little bit caught off guard. Why did you set this up?
I wasn't really sure what else to do. I kind of feel like there's something going on with Emily that you're not telling me.
You're right.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, there's some, yeah. So don't really want to be doing this over the phone, but, Emily, as I've told you, is still working in economic development. She's developing programs around the U.S. She's obviously had a more lucrative career than me. So the hippie stuff that we used to do did not help me in the same way, as you've joked. She's an economic specialist, as I've told you, but she recently started a new job at the Peace Corps. And she's being sent abroad to a particularly dangerous place, but there is a good chance that she won't come back.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, so we've been communicating more than we normally do since the news of her relocation.
Wow. I mean, I believe that because I know you did mention she was working for the Peace Corps, but I still don't understand why the sneaking around.
So it's pretty sensitive information. Like, she didn't ever want to say what she's doing over there. And so she wanted to meet me in person. And I suspected that she wanted to tell me something other than just details about the job. I suspected maybe she felt something for me. And I was right. She said that she still loved me very much. And I was clear about the fact that I love my wife, you, Kim. Last week we talked for some time and she told me this. She wanted to tell me in person before she left, because there's a solid chance that she never would see me again.
She told you that she still loves you?
Like, wait, she's just going to be working over there and not coming back? Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Because this is kind of intense. Like, it's, I don't know. This is the conversation has changed.
It is really intense. I mean, the nature of her work over there and just the location, it's like incredibly dangerous.
So of course you say that you love somebody if you think that this is going to be the end, right? I don't understand, but.
Okay, I understand that. I do.
But she expressed feelings for me and we did have sex.
Oh,
what?
Oh. Whoa, that.
Okay.
Took a turn.
I am really ashamed of it, and it was a mutual choice to do it. I regret it. I think in the moment, it felt like I might never see this person again.
Is that what you said you need to talk about in the card?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been planning to tell you today or the next time we got a chance. I know we've been in and out the last few days. Haven't really called each other at a good time, but.
I know I don't know a lot about the Peace Corps, but is it normal for them to be in places that are so dangerous that they're risking their lives to this extreme?
I thought sometimes.
Or is this her using this as a way to get to you by saying that I'm not going to see you? Because that's also really disturbing.
I kind of don't know what to say right now. Obviously, we need to talk in person. Yeah. I think I'm sorry that we went about it this way, but yeah, I'm going to probably come home right now and we'll talk about this.
You're apologizing to him?
Yeah.
Literally I just told you that he slept with his ex-wife.
I'm sorry. Mostly to you guys and the listeners right now. That
Don't apologize to us. Go handle your business. I mean,
Totally.
I'm glad you found out, even though it sounds like Bob was going to tell you anyway, but you never know.
I'm sorry. For a lot of reasons and a lot of things, but I'm also sorry for you find me out this way. But I'll be at home.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kim, let us know if we can help in any way.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry for all of the things. Good luck.
Thank you.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.